Scrooge, waving his spoon angrily. Go away. Fairy, not until I have given you a Christmas gift. Do you know what Christmas gift you need, Ebenezer Scrooge? You need a kind and loving heart. I will help you get it. I am the Christmas fairy. This is Christmas Eve, and I will show you Bob Cratchit's poor little home on Christmas Day. You shall see that kind and loving hearts are better than riches, and that poor Bob Cratchit is happier than you. Scrooge. Bah humbug. Fairy, waving wand. Look, Ebenezer Scrooge, what do you see? The fairy points with her wand to the farther end of the room. Scrooge scowls and looks, then stares in surprise. Act 2. Time. Christmas Eve. Scene. Scrooge's sitting room. Persons. Scrooge. The fairy. Mrs. Cratchit. Bob Cratchit. The Cratchit children. Martha, Belinda, Peter, Fanny, Dick, Tiny Tim. Scrooge sits by the fire, staring at the other end of the room. The Christmas fairy stands beside him. As Scrooge stares, he looks first surprised, then sorry, then ashamed. An odd change has come over the other end of the room. It looks like the kitchen of a poor home. There is an open brick fireplace with a hook from which hangs a kettle. A saucepan is on the hob. A table stands in the middle of the room, and some chairs are against the wall. Everything is very poor, but very clean. All the people in the room are very poor, but very clean. The children's faces shine with much scrubbing. Mrs. Cratchit and Belinda are happy in cheap, bright ribbons. Master Peter Cratchit is wearing a very high collar, his father's. He is very proud of it, but its sharp corners are always in the way. Mrs. Cratchit, with Belinda's help, puts the cloth on the table. Master Peter Cratchit plunges a fork into the saucepan of potatoes, his big collar getting into his mouth as he does so. Fanny and Dick come tearing into the room and dance about the table.